Thursday night on station number H, it's time for Paranoid Theater. More startling than the late great planet Earth. More suspenseful than 3 days of the Condor. More better than Hangar 18. This week on Paranoid Theater, it's the film that reveals the most terrifying secret of the modern world. Learn now what the Pentagon fears the most. See Teeth for Red China. Donny Osmond, Communist Duke.
Oh, hi, Donny.
Hi, Jimmy.
Say, Donny, after I get finished running Uncle Bob here through the garbage disposal, I was going to make some peanut butter sandwiches. You want one?
No, I think I'll have an egg roll.
Don't miss Teeth for Red China. Donny Osmond, Communist Duke. Thursday, right after Revolt of the Elements, Oxygen, Public Enemy, number one. On Paranoid Theater, station number H.
Number two.
There's nothing like a good situation comedy after a heavy fried meal to bring the whole family together. And station number H presents the best in vapid babblum to top off your evening repast. Every Wednesday night, it's time for Really Bewitched. See what hilarious hijinks go on when an advertising man marries a real witch on Really Bewitched.
I'm home, Samantha.
You're a toad!
Burn the witch! Burn
the witch! Oh, angel of darkness!
Oh, burn the witch!
Come down and smite my enemies!
Where are those red
hot dogs? Play some Kiss records!
Really Bewitched! Laughs and medieval torture for the whole family on station number H.
Rise, all you demons!
Friday night on station number H, right after News, the corporate view, it's time for the premiere of Nightwalker, the man with the computerized, talking, crime-fighting shoes, Nightwalker.
No, I don't want to get involved.
Keep moving, Stumblebum. There's a 214 in progress at Tom McCann's.
What about the pizza I just pulled in the oven with the french fries?
See the man with the computerized, talking, crime-fighting shoes, Nightwalker, Friday, just before the Buddy Hackett Rapid Deceleration Show, on station number H.
Number three, here we go.
Saturdays at 7, join Fred McMurray and Tom Poston on station number H for supernatural fun on The Powers of Bud Merkel's Sofa.
Mind if I sit here?
Oh, no. Make yourself comfy.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, no. Right through the ceiling. Bad sofa. Bad. Just insurance salesman, I said.
Where did it come from? What is it up to? No answers Monday through Friday, but join us Saturday for The Powers of Bud Merkel's Sofa on station number H.
Next.
Saturday morning on station number H, it's College for Sleepyheads. This week, conversational Saskatchewanese for beginners. Join us, will you, on station number H.
Thursday morning on station number H, it's time for Paranoid Theater. This week on Paranoid Theater, experience the revenge of the primeval rainforest. Tremble as the insectoid invasion rolls inexorably northward. Cringe as the murderous workers sweep on unopposed. See, here come the killer bees.
Look, Ephraim, here come the killer bees.
Right, Billy Bob.
Well, where's that other six-pack what I brought?
Well, look, Ephraim, there go the killer bees.
Right.
Here come the killer bees, Wednesday on Paranoid Theater, right after the Eric Estrada crushed by a falling safe show on station number H.
Say, are you tired of having your children consumed by carnivorous plants whenever they step outside?
Ah!
Join Double O Paraquat, the man with a license to kill, weeds, Strychnine Sammy, and his gang of garden chemicals as they wipe out life as we know it every Sunday morning on station number H.
There you go. Soak them down with that polychloride. Lay it on thick. Next week, I'll tell you how to deal with legal problems concerning your mutated neighbors. Hey, can you say Cyclops? Sure you can, you little guppy nose. Is that your head or somebody having squash for lunch?
Yes, fight back against threatening plants. Join Strychnine Sammy, Double O Paraquat, Thursdays, right after Chain
Gang
Nuns. Gang.
On the sound
station.
Of the nuns. Working on the chain.
Number H.
Gang. Can't you hear them now?
Sydney Portier in the...
Men. Amen. 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 Put it on down. Amen.
Join station number H every Friday for the ultimate in participatory television as you, the viewer, are zapped into a real-life crisis. Yes, you, the viewer, sucked into the cathode ray universe and thrown into a life-or-death situation, suddenly, without warning, as reality intrudes. You, yes, you, are in a runaway semi on a mountain road.
What happened to my beer, Ethel? Hey, I'm in an out-of-control truck.
No brakes.
No brakes, Ethel.
Loaded with propane.
Propane? Ethel?
A propane bomb hurtling towards nowhere. You're doomed. As reality intrudes, Saturday, on station number H.
Every Wednesday, station number H accepts a kickback and proudly presents the weekly movie of the decade. This week, unfortunately, is no exception, as station number H proudly presents World War II, the movie. World War II, the movie, starring...
Nipsey Russell as Adolf Hitler.
Eric Estrada as Winston Churchill.
Valerie Bertinelli as Eleanor Roosevelt.
Adrian Barbeau as General Dwight Eisenhower.
Al Pacino as Emperor Hirohito.
Scooby-Doo as Douglas MacArthur.
Gary Coleman as General Kurt Nuke LeMay.
Harvey Korman as John Wayne and Bob Hope.
Willie Nelson as Benito Mussolini.
Monty Python as the German people.
And in a special appearance in his greatest role, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is Joseph Stalin.
World War II, the movie. Sunday, right before Death of a Lot of Salesmen on station number H.
Station number H, the channel that brought you live coverage of the Cleveland Canine Marathon.
10 more miles. Keep running, you mutts.
Station number H, the channel that brought you exclusive same-day coverage of the Indianapolis 10th of a mile race.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
And Unser wins it. Andretti is second and coming in third.
Now, station number H presents the greatest sporting event in history, NFL Superstar End of the World. Yes, NFL Superstar End of the World. It would have been on Saturday, but the world ended on station number H. I have no worries.
Station number H means the best in entertainment. But we also have a responsibility to present information and opinion. And Nesternit editorials meet that responsibility halfway.
Tow New York City to Iowa? It's not a feasible idea, at least not until they widen the roads. Those who want to tow New York City to Iowa now are wrong, and obviously have been listening far too long to the propaganda meisters of Moscow, their brains fully croisoned.
Station number H and Nesternit care. We'll care about anything. Care with us on station number H.
Station number H, Odd Sports Roundup. First, U.S. athletes train for the gold. A live report from Pueblo, Colorado and the United States Mud Wrestling Training Center. Then, live from RFK Stadium and Beano's Electric Dream Arcade in Washington, D.C., it's round three of Real Athletes versus Video Game All-Star Boxing. This week, Minnesota Fats against current champ Ms. Pac-Man. Nice work with a bull cue. Nice going, Fats.
Sure, first thing, I've been doing this since I was a little kid. There's no problem for me. Bring on gold.
Then, it's on the Plata del Barque for a thrill you'll never forget. Get behind the cape, draw your sword, and get ready for 3D bullfighting. 3D bullfighting, video game all-star boxing, and the U.S. Mud Wrestling Training Center, all on Odd Sports Roundup. Sunday, station number 8. Tuesday night on station number H, Paranoid Theater presents a startling look at one of the most frightening trends of the 80s. It could happen to you. It could happen to me. Because it happened one night as you watch in disbelief as Paranoid Theater presents Sam and Edna Smith kidnapped by the KGB.
Imperial is fine. Where is the microfilm?
The what? What kind of film?
Honey, I'll handle this, son. Are you sure you got the right people?
Don't play dumb with me. Where are plan for Rocket?
Rocket? Sam?
No. You must have the wrong folks here. We're Smith. That's S-M-I-T-H. Maybe you wanted a Smythe.
Parental discussion is advised, as the subject matter may be too frightening for young stomachs. Sam and Edna Smith, kidnapped by the KGB. Sunday on Paranoid Theater, right after Judd Hirsch gets accidentally towed to a junkyard. Friday on station number H.
Maybe Benji is the serpent.
Station number H proudly presents this week's greatest movie of all time. Wednesday night on the greatest movie of all time movie, it's a Sun Myung Moon production of a Russ Meyers film, The Bible 82. Yes, Bible 82, starring Jerry Lewis as Adam.
Shelley Winters as Eve.
Jonathan Winters as the Serpent.
Andy Griffith as Moses.
America's most beloved hobo, Boxcar Willie as Samson.
Milton Berle as Delilah.
Tom Bosley as the Pharaoh.
Tatum O'Neill as the Lost Tribe of Israel.
Michael Caine as Conan the Barbarian.
Junior Samples as Solomon.
Laurence Olivier as King David.
The young Laurence Olivier as the young King David.
Tony Dow as Goliath.
And Jerry Mathers as the Noah.
Benji as the Queen of Sheba.
Richard Simmons as Jonah.
Omar Sharif as Bob Hope.
And Charlton Heston as himself.
Bible 82 on the Wednesday night greatest movie of all time. Station number 8.
Here we go.
Station number H has sold all of Friday night to Billy Tim John, who will spend the evening telling you all about himself.
Well, I'm Billy, and my dad's mad at me because I spent all my lunch money on Star Chomper.
Billy will astound you with sleight of hand.
See, my teacher, Miss Padelka, she's mad at me for fighting in geography, so I want to saw her right in half.
Billy encourages contemplation.
Well, this is my sister's goldfish. Should I give it to my cat?
An evening with Billy. Not particularly informative, hardly entertaining, but it's paid for, the check's cleared, and that's all it counts on station number 8.
You set fire to birds.
Station number 8 once again presents, in association with the Copyright Lawyers of America, Rip Off Playhouse. Yes, it's a free country, and other people's ideas should be free. Free of charge. So, tonight on Rip Off Playhouse, it's E.T. meets the Dukes of Hazzard. Gee, Coy, we look just like Bo and Luke used to.
Woo! Right, Vance. And there are thousands of other guys in Hollywood who look just like us, too.
Woo! Say, where's that little alien fellow we picked up a ways back?
Well, he fell out of the car when we did the power slide through the playground.
Woo! Hey, let's go! E.T. meets the Dukes of Hazzard on Rip Off Playhouse tonight, right after Close Encounters of the Magnum P.I. Kind on station number 8. Can Wink Martindale escape from the burning straitjacket before the angry orangutan figures out the lock and enters the room? Can Dallas's star, Linda Gray, hold her eyebrows still for 30 seconds? Or will she twitch, setting off the electric eye and opening the trapdoor in the Goodyear blimp, plunging her 1,200 feet into the Rose Bowl below? Gavin McLeod, can he outrace the burning oil slick across the rampaging Colorado River? Or will the snipers in the raft pick him off before the condors spot the struggling skipper of the Love Boat? Find out Thursday on Revenge of the Viewing Public. Settle your own aesthetic score. Get even with the purveyors of pap. All on station number H's Revenge of the Viewing Public. Thursday, after the Orson Welles continuous lunch show on station number 8. Friday at dawn, station number H once again presents, with prideness, the greatest film made in this half century on the Friday Dawn Greatest Movie of This Half Century. This week, it's a B.B. Rebozo production of a Sam Peckinpah film, Space Commander Whack, the movie! Yes, Space Commander Whack! The movie starring Larry Hagman as Stupid Larry.
Alex Karras as Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
O.J. Simpson as Yerzik Narge, Prince of the Scrunge Man.
Vincent Price as Droid Donahue.
Betty Davis as Space Princess Lima Peru.
And as the capstone of his career, the role fought over by every superstar in Hollywood, former model Lungbody Schwartz is Space Commander Wax.
Lung Body Schwartz. Friday after the Druid Hour on this week's Friday Dawn Greatest Flick of This Half Century on station number 8.
How successful has the communist infiltration of America been? Station number H finds out Sunday on Paranoid Theater. Secret CIA documents were made available for the production of this important film. It will astound you. It will shock you. It will make you cringe with fear. And the worst part is, it's true. Join Station number H's Paranoid Theater for Moscow, the real capital of country music.
All right, Alexei Petrovich, here are your papers. You will now be known as Willie Nelson.
Surely, Mr. Comrade.
And you, Svetlana, you are to infiltrate the imperialist turntables using the alias Juice Newton.
Da.
And the spies at the Swiss embassy from now on will be using the codename Alabama.
From Leningrad Barn Dance to the Kremlin Opry, it's worse than we thought. Is America doomed? Find out Tuesday on Paranoid Theaters, Moscow, the real capital of country music. Right after Weightless 60 Minutes on Station Number 8.
On this week's Station Number 8, Station Number 8's movie this week, the saga continues. Sylvester Stallone and Scott Baio star in Rocky's Son.
Come on, kid, pick it up.
Huh? But, Dad, I hate jogging. Like, it makes you stupid.
No, this isn't jogging, you dumb jerk. It's road work.
I'm hungry.
Hey, when you're done running, you get 3 steaks. Don't eat them, they'll punch them.
But Mom made this big cake, Dad.
Never eat your food. Hit it.
The tradition goes on. Rocky's Son 1. This week's movie of the week, next week on Station Number 8.
Hello, I'm Nestor Neat of the Nestor Neat News on the Nestor Neat News Network on Station Number 8. Join me tonight for an important in-depth interview with an important Middle Eastern diplomat on Nestor Neat's in-depth interview with an important Middle Eastern diplomat.
Our nations can live in peace if we understand one another.
That's understand, sir. That's correct pronunciation.
Yes. Anyway, if America wants to...
Excuse me again, sir, but the correct pronunciation is America.
So, okay. If you want peace
Want peace.
Mr. Nitt. I am going.
Boy, your English stinks, you know? Your syntax holds straight.
Mr. Neat, I'm watching
that funny robe.
It means war.
Nestor Neat gets to the crux of international diplomacy tomorrow night on Station Number 8.
Hey, you're dressed like a girl and you think we're going to take you serious? Get out of here.
Action and adventure happen every Thursday on Station Number 8. Gil Gerard, Veronica Hamill, and Jamie Quirk, noted free agent, battle the South American jungle, Nazis, natives with pixie dust, UFOs, and pagan babies to find the mythical brass key.
Oh no, Veronica Hamill, she's dead.
Hey, there are millions of brass keys. Why is this one mystical?
Not mythical, mystical.
That's what I said. What's so great about this musical key?
It opens a door in my house.
What's behind the door?
A closet or a rec room? Hey, that's what we have to find out.
Find out for yourself Thursday on Station Number 8 with Tales of the Brass Key, followed at 8 by Stories of a Different Brass Key, and then Tales of Nebraska, and then Search for Other Things Made of Brass. All adventure, all only on Station Number 8.
Friday, Station Number 8 proudly jumps the big networks with a docudrama that will pierce your heart in the most ambitious motion picture ever made for TV. On the Thursday night, most ambitious ever made for TV movie, it's an exclusive Station Number 8 presentation of the Civil War saga, The Blue and the Gray. But with more sex. Starring Dick Van Patten as Abe Lincoln.
Glenn Campbell as General Ulysses S. Grant.
Ricardo Montalban as John Brown's body.
Morgan Fairchild as Mary Todd Lincoln, the idiot wife.
Victoria Principal as Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Andy Kaufman as Jefferson Davis.
Ella Fitzgerald as Scarlett O'Hara.
Richard Simmons as Johnny Yuma, the Rev.
Sting as Jimmy Yuma, the Yank. It's Brother versus Brother.
Richard Burton is Bear Bryant.
Rodney Dangerfield is Robert E. Lee.
Lawrence Henderson is Aluria Redlips, plaything of Vicksburg.
Millicent Fenwick and Larry Storch are Hard-Hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah, G.A.
And finally maturing as an actor in his most challenging role, Scott Bio as Foghorn Leghorn.
More stars, more movies like The Blue and The Gray, but with more sex, only on Station Number 8.
Which way? I say, which way to Vicksburg, boy?
Now you can win prizes on television. Imagine being dropped by parachute into the Amazon jungle, abandoned by the Goodyear blimp on the polar ice cap, marooned in the Sargasso Sea, or set down behind Iranian lines near the Shat al-Arab waterway. Sound like fun? You bet. How can you win? Easy. Just stop by your neighborhood Neiman Marcus store and pick up your Station Number 8 Passport to Terror and follow these simple Passport to Terror directions. You could be trapped in a coal mine by noon tomorrow.
Just scratch off your Passport to Terror immediate death square. If Station Number H appears under it, off yourself before the Station Number H death squads home in on you. Then peel back the Terror Trip tab. If a destination appears, go into hiding with your entire family. Next, fill out the Station Number H Passport to Terror last chance coupon and send it in with $100 cash. Then you'll be ignored by a roving Hughes Mason Jar helicopter.
Simple, easy, deadly serious, yet fun. Get your Station Number H Passport to Terror today. Station Number H, where it's more fun to lose. Believe me.
Hey, kids. Headed up to here with Dippy Cartoons on Saturday morning? Join Station Number H and leap into the barbaric 80s. Join the wave of urban decay with the Crash Vandal Neighborhood Revenge Show, featuring Crash Vandal.
Hi, kids. Just spray painting old Mr. Waters' new Porsche. Quiet now. Mr. Waters is a big game hunter, so stay away from the porch light. I've already sawed halfway through the redwood death support timbers and put mothballs in the station wagon gas tank. Plus, I taped an M80 to the bottom part.
Nice shot, Mr. Warner!
Well, he blew my foot off, kids. Just all part of fun in the 80s with me, Crash Vandal.
All right, already. I'm a miner, Mr. Warner. I'll sue. It's the 80s.
The Crash Vandal Neighborhood Revenge Show. Immediately following Simba the Bengal Tiger, Loose in the Retirement Home Special. Saturday mornings on Station Number 8.